I just feel like I'm a prisoner in my own home. I'm trapped. You can't go out, nothing's convenient, and it's completely changed my lifestyle. It's completely changed everything that I do socially. It's definitely had an impact on my mental health because I can't do the things that I usually do to relieve the mental health issues. You know, it's been awful, and sleepless nights through traffic coming through, and yeah, it's not good. My husband always says to me, it'll be worth it in the end, it'll be worth it in the end. And I can see the change already in the roads and everything. But yeah, it will be better, but it's just taken too long to get here. So, you know, roll on 2023, hopefully it'll be finished. With COVID, everybody has a COVID story. I'm not gonna harp on about ours, but there was redundancies and having to relocate. We thought we'd move to Kent to be nearer family and friends, and within a 6 to 8 week period of moving into Finbury, the roadworks started, and I hate it. I love my home, but even on the Facebook page, you know, everybody's so negative, and I understand it because I'm negative as well, but it just don't feel like you can, I don't know, relate to people because everyone's just in a bad mood because of it. It's crazy, isn't it? You move to an area that's new, that everybody's new, so it's not like people have known each other for years and years and years. Everybody here is new. We should be like a little community here, but everyone talks about is the traffic and the stress, and you know, am I going to be able to get out tonight? Can someone give me directions to get in? It's just so negative, and it would just be nice to get everyone together at the end and have a big party, because I just feel like we don't know each other. We just know the negative sides. And I know that there are a lot of people that have relocated from various areas as well, but I don't know. I hope it's worth it. I do hope it's worth it.